Solomon's brilliant success. For many years, Solomon's life was marked with devotion to God and strict obedience to his commands. He managed wisely the business matters connected with the kingdom. The magnificent buildings and public works that he constructed during the early years of his reign, the piety, justice, and magnanimity that he revealed in word and deed won the loyalty of his subjects and the admiration of the rulers of many lands. For a time, Israel was as the light of the world, showing forth the greatness of Jehovah. As the years went by and Solomon's fame increased, he sought to honor God by adding to his mental and spiritual strength and by continuing to impart to others the blessings he received. None understood better than he that these gifts were bestowed that he might give to the world a knowledge of the King of Kings. Solomon took a special interest in natural history. Through a diligent study of all created things, both animate and inanimate, he gained a clear concept of the Creator. In the forces of nature, in the mineral and animal world, and in every tree, shrub, and flower, he saw a revelation of God's wisdom, and his knowledge of God and his love for him constantly increased. Solomon's inspired wisdom found expression in songs and in many proverbs. He spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And he spake of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spake also of beasts, and of fowl, and of creeping things, and of fishes. In the Proverbs are outlined principles of holy living and high endeavor. It was the wide dissemination of these principles and the recognition of God as the one to whom all praise and honor belong that made Solomon's early reign a time of moral uplift as well as of material prosperity. "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom," he wrote, "and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth, do I hate." Oh, that in later years Solomon had heeded these wonderful words of wisdom. He who had taught the kings of the earth to render praise to the King of Kings, in pride and arrogancy took to himself the glory due to God alone.